When we think of space exploration, the Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, is often the first organization which comes to mind. Headquartered in Bengaluru, ISRO is the primary space exploration agency of the Indian government. In 1969, ISRO was established from the INCOSPAR program and later became part of the DOS, Department of Space, and the Space Commission, that were created in 1972. Since then, there's been no looking back. Despite all the hurdles and drawbacks, ISRO has consistently proven itself as a pioneer in space exploration worth its salt, and has developed and pioneered unique and cost-effective technologies that have earned a reputation and universal recognition, making it as one of the world's leading space organizations, ranking one of the best in the world next to NASA. From launching Aryabhatta, India's first satellite in 1975, to the successful Mars orbiter mission named Mangalyaan in 2013, which made India the first country to reach Mars on its first attempt with the cost of only $76 million, lesser than the budget of movies like Gravity, $100 million, and Interstellar, $176 million, are some of the amazing feats of the Indian Space Agency. And now the Indian government is showing its interest in expanding the boundaries of the Indian space arena by recommended that private companies and the Indian corporate world collaborate with government agencies and scientific institutes. And he allowed to take a still active and bigger role in the space industry. Partnering with private sector to revamp and augment the space industry, the government is driving several key initiatives and is ready to launch a new space policy. The Indian government's Department of Space, DOS, has sought to partner with the private sector in the country's space industry to increase the use of space technology and expand the space economy. By switching from a supply-based model to a demand-based model, and employing New Space India Limited, NSIL, as an intermediary for customer requirements and commitments, ISRO will assist DOS in this endeavor. Additionally, NSIL will acquire control of DOS's operational launch vehicles, market launches, satellites, and other services. Joining the link as narrated above, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi recently inaugurated the Indian Space Promotion and Authorization Center, INSPACE, a government agency aimed at promoting private investment and innovation in the space sector. PM Modi expressed hope and emphasized that Indian firms would emerge as leaders in the global space industry, similar to their success in the information technology sector. INSPACE will support the private sector and help it participate in building satellites, launching vehicles, carrying out launches, and providing space-based services. Innovative space ecosystem. The Indian government's new space policy is envisaged to come into effect by early 2023. The draft is already released, and it is expected to lead to the development of a vibrant and innovative space ecosystem in the country. The new space policy will allow for private sector participation in the space industry, with the Indian Space Research Organization's marketing arm facilitating commercial activities. It will also outline how non-government entities can work in the space sector and provide support for the private sector through the Indian National Space Promotion and Authorization Center, INSPACE. The policy will focus on the use of low Earth orbit, LEO, satellites, which are cheaper than traditional satellites, and will encourage the private sector to manufacture satellites for various applications such as agriculture, healthcare, urban development, disaster management, etc. The global space economy is estimated to be worth $423 billion, with India constituting 2-3% of the related and underlying market. The government is sanguine to tap into the full potential of the sector and expects to have its own SpaceX-like startups within the next 2 years. Life loses half its interest if there is no struggle, if there are no risks to be taken, Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose. The policy draft is under review before it can be officially and formally approved. Nonetheless, many of the provisions in the draft have already been implemented. This has allowed several startups to begin their operations without waiting for the final release of the policy. The policy has already attracted the attention of several startups, with the number of space startups in India increasing from just 4 in 2018 to over 250 in 2022. There are currently over 100 space startups in the country that have collectively raised over $245.35 million in funding. One startup that has already made a significant impact is Skyroot Aerospace. On the 18th of November 2022, the Indian Space Research Organization launched India's first privately built rocket, called Vikram S, from the Sriharikota launch pad. The rocket was developed by Skyroot Aerospace, which became the first Indian private company to forge into outer space when its rocket reached an apogee of 89.5 kilometers. Bellatrix, a Bengaluru-based aerospace startup, is working on developing low-cost propulsion systems for small satellites. The company has already raised $2 million in seed funding and plans to launch its first rocket by 2023. Satshio is another Indian startup that is focused on developing small satellite platform. On November 26, 2022, the PSLV-C54 mission carried nanosatellites built by Indian startups Pixar and Dhruva Space into space. The mission was a major milestone for both companies and has raised hopes that they will be able to make significant contributions to the development of the space industry in India. The global space industry is currently valued at $400 billion and has the potential to become a $1 trillion industry by 2040. India is vying for a significant portion of the chunk by 2040. It is likely that the Indian space industry will have made significant progress by then. The country may have a robust space infrastructure, including multiple launch sites, a range of advanced rockets and satellites, and a skilled and experienced workforce by then. The current space policy shall take India on this path to glory.